The tech giant Apple is loudly objecting to a court order directing the company to assist the FBI in getting past the iPhone security features. Law enforcement officials want Apple to hack into the phone that belonged to the San Bernardino gunman, Syed Rizwan Farooq. Apple says, though, that would have far-reaching implications beyond this case. Our tech editor Peter Marks has been having a close look at this. Peter, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
So what exactly does the FBI want Apple to do?
They want Apple to create a special version of iOS that the locked phone could be upgraded to, and this version would circumvent several important security features. So the software, of course, they make the point, in the wrong hands, could potentially be a backdoor into locked iPhones. And this software does not exist today. So the FBI is asking Apple to create a backdoor, and if that leaked out, it could be used by hackers or criminals, so not just for legal purposes.
And that's part of the problem, isn't it, that Apple has, you know, trumpeted the fact that the iPhones have this encryption capacity that they can't be unlocked.
That's right, and they say that even Apple can't decrypt these phones. Now, there's two parts to this. Basically, the passcode setting is, in this case, Farooq's phone is set so that if you fail to enter the correct passcode 10 times, it will actually erase the phone.
So you can't do that thing where you just churn over the numbers.
Yeah, there's only 10,000 possible numbers. We understand that he has a four-digit PIN, which, of course, we don't recommend these days. And secondly, the FBI wants it to be possible to enter the potential PINs very quickly, to run through all 10,000 options quite quickly. And at the moment, there's quite a long delay between them. Now, as I said, Apple would have to make a special version and then allow the FBI to use that. But they're saying that it has broad implications beyond that.
If Apple, pardon my lack of understanding here, but if Apple did make a special program, how could they make it work on this phone?
Well, this phone, it turns out, is an iPhone 5C. So it's actually a slightly less secure model than some of the later models because it doesn't have the secure enclave. And that's a special part of the CPU that even Apple cannot get to. So Apple has always maintained that they actually can't crack phones.
Do you believe that?
Look, I don't know. I mean, there's no evidence of it, and I do trust them. I think that, no, they probably can't. Why would they want to have a backdoor in there? Because backdoors can be used for evil as well as potentially for legal purposes. So I think that they're making a fair argument. Now, you know, later models that can't be broken into because Touch ID is linked to this secure enclave. This was actually the case that came up last week, the Error 53 issue, which is where the fingerprint reader had been changed by a service, and I think that's some evidence that even Apple can't break that problem.
Okay, there is another issue relating to Apple phones that I want to get to, but first, let's take a listen to this. This is one of the best-known scenes from the British sitcom The IT Crowd.
I don't think that's true.
With all due respect, John, I am head of IT, and I have it on good authority. If you type Google into Google, you can break the internet. So please, no one try it, even for a joke.
Please, no one try it. That's from the IT Crowd. In a similar vein this week, there have been reports that if you change the date on your iPhone to the 1st of January 1970, you could break it. Is that true, Peter?
Well, it turns out it is true. Yes, if you set the date to 1/1/1970, which is kind of a special date on Unix machines, then if you try to reboot the phone, it will not reboot. And the solution to it is you have to take it in for service or perhaps pull it apart yourself and disconnect the battery such as it resets the clock. So yes, don't do that. It's kind of similar to that meme that was running around a year or so ago where people said, oh, if you put your phone in the microwave oven for a few seconds, it will charge really fast. Again, don't do that.
What does happen if you do that? I've always wondered.
They catch fire.
Okay. All right, Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Marks is an app developer and technology commentator, and he can also be heard on RN's Download This Show.